Hi, Mike. It's David Wilson from Rock Zone UK here.
How you doing, man?
I'm really good, really good. And how are you?
Good.
The travelling all around Europe not destroying you yet, then?
Oh, it is, but I'm still doing good.
How do you manage? How do you keep going?
It's, well, you know, I live to be on the road. I love touring, and you know, I could take any conditions, whether it be the biggest festival or the smallest club. I'm just happy to be there on stage.
Yeah.
But it's been crazy, man. You know, we've seen a lot of shit on this tour, broken buses and having to, you know, just, you know, we've kind of seen it all. We've lived the entire Spinal Tap movie in the past 3 weeks.
I mean, I'm really thrilled that you've taken the time to talk to us at Rock Zone. And I think perhaps the best place to start might be if you could tell my readers about Adrenaline Mob and where it's come from. I mean,
well, I guess Adrenaline Mob started with the guitar player Mike Orlando, who's been, you know, kind of in obscurity in the New York area for all these years, kind of just waiting for the right vehicle for his talents. And
sure.
He's been working on these songs and these, you know, this material for a long time, and he started working with Russell Allen, and the two of them, you know, pretty much wrote and shaped together this music. And about a year and a half ago or so, once my time with Avenged Sevenfold was finishing up, mm-hmm. Russell just called me up and said, "Hey, man, you know, check out the stuff I'm working on with this guitar player. Would you be interested in doing it?" And to be honest, you know, I love Russ, and I've been wanting to work with him for years. But when he called me, there was a little, you know, a little bit in the back of my mind that was worried that, you know, I was going to hit play and it was going to sound like Symphony X or Dream Theater, and mm-hmm. you know, and I really wanted to get away from the whole Prague thing. I just was looking for something very much in the vein of what I was doing with Avenged Sevenfold, and it was such a pleasant surprise to hit play, and the very first thing I heard was the song Undaunted. And, you know, it had these huge riffs and these huge vocals, and it was like, man, this is exactly what I'm looking for. It was the right music at the right time in my career for what I was looking to do. So, you know, that's the brief history. And at that point, I jumped on board, and the three of us started work on the album. Mm-hmm. And, you know, here we are on the road. John Moyer from Disturbed joined up with the band, and... and here we are, touring in support of the debut album, and it's been awesome out here so far.
Yeah, I mean the tracks that I've heard, I've just blown me away, and I think you've got a winner there.
Thank you, man.
You mentioned that you're sort of looking to move away from the prog type stuff. Is that forever, or is that just to keep yourself fresh?
Just to keep it fresh, and I still do have many different prog things, you know, that are still a part of my life. Mm-hmm. You know, I still have Transatlantic. I still have the albums I make with Neil Morris,
yeah.
which are very progressive. I have another project with Billy Sheehan and Tony McAlpine and Derek Sherinian, which
yes.
is also very progressive and a lot of, you know, a lot of notes and a lot of over-the-top playing. So, yeah, but, you know, at this point in my career, I'm looking to do lots of different things, and I knew I wanted something that was part of the world of, you know, Avenged and Disturbed and Stone Sour, that whole world that I was, you know, experiencing when I was with Avenged. So, you know, Adrenaline Mob kind of fills that area of what I'm looking for. And then I also have Flying Colors, which fills a whole other side of me. And I have another project with Billy Sheehan and Richie Kotzen, which fulfills another side of me. Right now I'm just, you know, I'm just enjoying doing lots of different things, but I still have a prog side that's still totally, you know, busy and active. You know, the latest album I just did with Neil Morse, which comes out in September, is some of the most insane progressive drumming I've ever done. So, you know, that side of me will never go away, but I do need to explore other things as well.
Oh, I mean, from a personal point of view, I've got to say that the work that you've done has been the thing that's stopped me being scared of prog.
Good music is good music.
Excellent.
It doesn't matter what label is on it.
And exactly.
The word prog, you know, for so long was a dirty word, but now, you know, I don't think it is so much. And hell, I was the guy that founded Progressive Nation, you know.
Yes.
I put together three tours, which I ran and picked every band for, and I was like the ambassador of prog.
Absolutely.
Carrying the flag for prog, and I still am. just because I have Adrenaline Mob and I also am a huge metalhead and a huge fan of that kind of stuff, it doesn't mean I've turned my back on Prague. I'm a fan of everything. I love Lamb of God just as much as I love Yes.
Mm.
And there's no reason why I can't have my feet dipped in.
So, Mike, who was your first main inspiration to get into music? I mean, I've never known anybody seem quite so busy. You know, you're always working. So something must have been that. What sort of was the original sower of the seed that said, this is what I want to do forever?
My biggest heroes... I mean, the biggest is the Beatles. I grew up a Beatles fanatic from the minute I was born. They still are, to this day, my favorite band of all time. Mm. And then there's the drummers that were hugely influential on me, which are the big three for me are John Bonham, Keith Moon, and Neil Peart.
Yep.
So all three of those drummers were huge influences on me. And then probably the biggest single artist to have an influence and impact on me is Frank Zappa. His work ethic, his musicality, his diversity. So I mean, that's the big five right there: the Beatles, Bonham, Moon, and Peart, and Zappa. Those were the people and the bands and the artists that inspired me throughout my entire childhood and teenage years, and still do to this day. Mm.
You're on in Glasgow tonight, aren't you? And Manchester tomorrow.
Yep.
And what can the audiences expect from you? What's the set going to contain? Is it
Adrenaline Mob? I mean, we're really having a blast coming through, you know, Europe and the UK for the first time with this band, and you know, each of us have had different levels of success in our other bands, and have gone from playing Download to 80,000 or multiple nights at Hammersmith or playing Wembley Arena. So, you know, we've all done different things, but the big joy of what we're doing right now is to feel something at the very beginning. And everybody that's coming through the shows, we're playing small clubs and just sweating it out there and just really connecting and feeling, you know, like a brand new band starting from scratch. And it's been a blast. It's been every night. There's been a buzz and an electricity in the air that I haven't felt since Dream Theater's first club tour over here, you know, almost 20 years ago. Mm. And it's real exciting to see something like starting off and seeing it from the very beginning. And I think people that are coming to these Adrenaline Mob shows are getting that feeling of being part of something brand new and fresh and special.
Yeah, it sounds great. I mean, I've noticed that I think there's a lot of bands seem to be going down the slightly smaller venue route at the moment. I don't know whether that's the economy or whatever, but they all seem to be getting the same sort of buzz. And I know, and I think the fans appreciate it more as well.
I mean, there's a buzz with this. I haven't played clubs like this in a long time, but you know, there's an intimacy and an interaction that is so special. And as long as my kit can fit on the stage, I'm loving it.
Yeah. How much space does your kit need, Mike?
What's that?
How much space does the kit need?
In the cases of most of these clubs, I'm pretty much getting the entire stage to myself, and the other guys suck.
Fantastic. Well, I'd like to wish you all the best.
Thank you, man.
Thank you again for talking to Rock Zone.